1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Part of a proud history in the brewing industry. John Leinenkugel. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. It is beyond exciting to be on Milwaukee's airwaves with the second greatest broadcast.
Third.
Yeah. You might have dropped third.
You're down to third now?
Well, there's Uke. Uke is number one, obviously. I think Brian Anderson is.
BA is pretty damn good.
Yeah. So.
He's number two.
I think the best we can hope for is to be the third greatest.
Yeah. They're not calling us to do NCAA games.
So Bob and Brian are number three, and if I ever got into the broadcasting business, I might be number four.
Oh, that in this town? You'd He's start old. Out at number four, John. Come on. Have you heard radio in this town?
I only listen to you boys.
Well, but you're doing wonderfully in the beer business.
Yes.
So why am I hearing feedback? I'm hearing like a different radio program. Have Rock clear that up.
Let me look and see. What are you hearing? Is it a song or is it talk?
Talk news radio. And Bob, I think you just cleared it up. I think we're all good.
Okay, then.
Let's crack a Leinenkugel's and talk about the 28th Bob and Brian Open. That hasn't been canceled. That hasn't been postponed. Unbelievable.
Did you hear that? Yeah, a Leinenkugel was just cracked.
Oh, that sounded good.
Yeah.
And what Leinenkugel's
the drink
new product did you
Wisconsin
crack
Blee.
Off the top?
Yeah, Wisconsin Lager. Drink Wisconsin Blee. That's the name of it, right?
Drink Wisconsin
Blee. Yeah.
All right, Brian. Very good. Very good. That beautiful red and white can. Cans only, a beer that one of the sixth generation of Leinenkugels, so Jake, Dick, and I are the fifth generation of Leinenkugels. We are all out of ideas. Since the creation of Summer Shandy back in the summer of 2007, we're all out of ideas. We had to tap into, did you get that pun?
Yep,
we had to tap into the sixth generation of Leinenkugels, of which there are two. Living in the great city of Milwaukee, Dick Leinenkugel's twin daughters, Katie and Lindsay Leinenkugel, I believe, just moved into a new apartment together.
What's the address?
Tell everyone.
I want everybody to know. If everybody goes to Katie Leinenkugel's Instagram page, she will put her address out. They host COVID-free parties every weekend, and Katie is widely available and readily accepting resumes for dating her.
I'll bet you're her favorite uncle after a proclamation like that, John.
I know. Be any problem talking to her.
You don't want to know what those twin daughters call their favorite uncle.
Oh, boy.
Is there a nickname? Do you have a nickname, Uncle John?
I do, and it's a pattern that I think I gave it to myself after a favorite Saturday Night Live skit.
So wait a second. You said what they call their favorite uncle, but now you're telling me that you came up with the name and you told them, call me this from now on.
Isn't that fabulous? You got it exactly right. So it's kind of like, you know, put a word, if you weren't drinking responsibly, what might happen to you? Put that word in front of uncle, and that's what they call me.
I understand.
Uncle Disaster?
No.
Disaster Uncle? Okay.
I am never a disaster, okay. Not even on radio.
Well, I have to say, John, Drink Wisconsin Blee is a smooth, drinkable amber lager with a crisp, clean finish. 100%.
So they nailed
Brian,
it.
Yeah.
We nailed it. What I like to say is, what beer isn't crisp? What beer that is worthy of drinking, especially a Leinenkugel's beer. What beer doesn't have a crisp, clean finish? But We're really proud of this beer. The Drink Wisconsinably guys right downtown in Milwaukee, right there in the Deer District. What a great partner to be with, and what a fun project for us to create a beer as one of Wisconsin's 153-year-old breweries and businesses in the great state of Wisconsin. What a great partner to come up and brew a beer, you know, for all of us, for Wisconsin, that's only available in Wisconsin, that has the Lonnie Kugel's name on, that finishes crisp and clean, has a nice amber color, and available in cans only.
It is
packs.
Yeah. It's a terrific looking old school can too, John. I really like whoever did the artwork on that did a great job. But here, I have a question. Why only in cans?
Why not?
No, is there any science behind it, or is it just we're just selling this again? Because Chris Schenkel told us years ago, John, beer in a bottle. Remember,
Chris Schenkel.
Who told you that?
Chris Schenkel. He was beer in a bottle.
He's a fossil now.
Yeah, he used to be on Wide World of Sports, ABC announcer, but he had that gig. He liked his.
Well, he wasn't one of the top 10 broadcasters, so I wouldn't remember him.
All right, fair enough. But you just like it in a can.
So, you know, if you paid attention to any of your limited time with me, you would have learned that beer in a can actually is a better quality package than bottles, because you don't get any light penetration in cans. You don't get any oxygen penetration into a can because the seal is much better. Oxygen over time can seep in through a bottle cap, and oxygen is a beer spoiler. So we, you know, really want fresh quality beer, and a can, you can think of a can as like a mini keg. It really is one of the best packages for beer, which is a food product, and a lot of us people tend to forget that. So cans is a great quality package, and then cans are growing, the popularity of beer in cans and the acceptability of from beer drinkers. And new beer drinkers and Lining Kugel beer drinkers are starting to really love beer in cans. And then just the accessibility. You can take them to the 28th Bob and Brian Open at the Grand Geneva.
Gosh, John, now that you make it that clear that beer is a food, I guess it would be crazy to buy green beans in a bottle, wouldn't it?
Kind of, sort of, Bob, yeah.
Yeah. Pour me another glass of green beans.
Nobody's ever said that. No one's ever going to say that. But,
well, you know, that's what I'm here. I'm here to educate on the airwaves of Milwaukee on a nice Thursday morning, a day before foursomes go on sale.
For the Bob and Brian, the 28th annual Bob and Brian Open, exactly. You coming this? Are you coming this year?
No. You know.
Hear that, Brian?
I know. There was a sigh. There was a long pause. Yeah. You know, if they release Dick and I from Chippewa County, from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, Dick's been golfing, and I think he's got his game in great shape. Brother Jake is back from retirement from Arizona. Jake is golfing. You know, wouldn't it be fun to get the three Lining Kugel brothers down there on Friday, July 24th at the Grand Geneva, and invite Katie and Lindsay Lining Kugel, the sixth generation twin girls that are both available that live in downtown Milwaukee. Wouldn't it be great to get them?
Well, that would just be a total panic.
I don't think it would just be fun, John. I think it would be historically significant.
There you go.
To tell you the truth.
I agree. It would be historically significant, especially in a summer and year like we are experiencing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know the date. I know the time. I know how to get there. Let me and Rosie try to put, you know, something together. If Rosie saves a foursome spot for the three brothers along with a retail guest,
mm-hmm.
We'll try to make it. Okay. We really will.
All right. Now, when you say try, I want you to be like, well, there's a 90% chance we're going to be there. I want that kind of try.
Well, Bob, there's a 95% chance.
Even better. Then good. Then I'm satisfied.
If you guys pop a can of the pineapple strawberry spritzen,
I'm holding it right.
Spritzen.
I'm holding it right here now. Is this not a beer? Correct.
So No, Bob, you're wrong.
Because it says right here, beer with a splash of seltzer.
And I like to tell you when you're wrong. So
you and Brian both.
We all do.
Well, Brian is rarely wrong.
Because there we go.
He's the smartest one. In fact, I've never heard Bob Madden do history before.
Oh, I did it on Monday.
You're kidding me.
No, Brian had a rare day off on Monday, and I did history.
I wonder how many times you two have done your radio program over the 30-plus years where just one of you have been in studio, like Brian's had a rare day off.
We had a long stretch where that didn't happen at all. A
couple of decades, I think, when neither of us missed a day. And we have absolutely not even – we're never going to come close to that again.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why you're the second greatest broadcasters or third greatest broadcasters.
Third now.
Yeah.
In southeastern Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, yeah, right.
So Spritzen, Leinenkugel Spritzen, this is a beer. And that's a very important point.
My God, it is.
And we wouldn't do a hard seltzer. I mean, there's enough of those beverages out there.
Okay.
And it just wouldn't make sense for Leinenkugel's, a 153-year-old Germanic brewer from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, to get into the hard seltzer game. And the parent company is doing them, and I even have a favorite. It's called Vizzy. If any of you have seen or tasted Vizzy in the bright orange package, I actually like some of those four flavors that our parent company has come up with. And you get 100% of your vitamin C and antioxidants in one can of a Vizzy. But we did what Leinenkugel's do. We brewed a beer. And what's exciting about this is our lowest calorie, lowest carb, better for you beer, flavored with a splash of seltzer water.
Well, this is no
now
more.
Now it's in a can that looks like, you know, it's the same shape as your
right, taller and thinner than a beer can, obviously.
Seltzer cans.
Yeah, well, Brian, we call those the sleek cans, the sexy slim cans, the sleek cans, because everybody likes to hold them in their hand because it makes you or your hand look bigger.
Is that what that's for? Oh, nice.
That's what that's for.
Nice.
I want to look bigger.
Yeah. So it's a cool, it, you know, people are funny. I mean, isn't it? I mean, you have something, you have that can in your hand, and it's a little sleek or slimmer than a normal can, and you just feel better. You feel cooler. You feel better. You feel better about what you're drinking. But, you know, it's kind of a rage in the industry. And,
John,
you know, we finally got the capability to do that camp.
John, the question that all of southeastern or southern Wisconsin, or probably all of Wisconsin, is asking right now, because the show is streamable throughout the world, is will these two particular Leinenkugel products, the Drink Wisconsinably and the Leinenkugel Spritzen, will they both be at the Bob and Brian Open on the 24th of July?
There's a 100% chance that both Leinenkugel Spritzen, of which there's three flavors, grapefruit, pineapple strawberry, and Dick Leinenkugel's favorite, raspberry lemon, those three flavors of Leinenkugel Spritzen, beer flavored with a splash of seltzer water, along with the Drink Wisconsinably Amber Lager, the beer that says Wisconsin, those two beers, along with my favorite, Leinenkugel Summer Shandy, will be at the 28th Bob and Brian Open on July 24th. Foursomes go on sale tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
They will be there, 100% chance, and a 95% chance that the fifth generation of Leinenkugels, the ones that are still alive, Jake, Dick, and John, might be swinging sticks, chasing golf balls, and then the twin daughters of Katie and Lindsay Leinenkugel might be ball washers.
You are checking all the Leinenkugel boxes this morning, John. You're doing fabulous work.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of times you show up and we think, well, let's see what happens. But this time I think you're...
Make sure the delay is on.
Right. Make sure the delay is on. But this time I think you're doing very well. Now, I have to ask you this question because it's asked every year. And it just wouldn't be a John Leinenkugel interview if I didn't ask it. Because
thank you, Bob. You and Brian can ask me anything.
Because I get asked this all the time. Hey, when you run into the Leinenkugels again, ask them if there's any chance they're going to bring this back. Are you ready? Do you know what it is? Do you remember?
Apple Spice.
Amber Light.
Amber Light.
When is there any chance? Is it on the books? Has it been discussed in a boardroom?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
And it's the power of radio. It's the power of the Bob and Brian Morning Show. That question comes up more and more and more. Dick and I hear it more often. It's one of the beers that is asked about quite frequently. So, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and we're working on the next big idea right now. And I don't know that bringing back Amber Light is the next big idea. But it's a great idea, and it's always fun for us to go back into our history of beers that we've retired or that we've hibernated. We don't retire things. We retired Jake Leinenkugel. Dick
kind Leinenkugel of, he's back.
To retire, but we hibernate our beers. We still have the recipes, and one of our favorite things to do is to bring those hibernated beers back for like a special release and introduce them to drinkers to see if they might want them as bad as they tell us that they do. You got to remember, Bob, and Brian knows this because he's the smartest one of you two, people always want what they can't have. Our dad taught us that.
Okay, so with that,
boys, I got a new plan. I'm not selling Leinenkugel's beer. People will go crazy for it.
But with that said, you bring it back in a limited release, like for a short time. Hey, where it's back for 2 months, the summer, something like that.
Yeah. And, we partnered with this little brewer in our hometown of Chippewa Falls. Believe it or not, we have a competitor. But we have this little partner, this little brewer, and they also do spirits. They do vodkas and gins. And we actually did a Leinenkugel's Cranberry Schnapps with them earlier this year. They're like a brewstillery. They do beer and then they do distilled spirits. Anyways, we have access to, as my brother Dick calls it, their little kitchen, where we're able to do these smaller batches of beer, put them on tap at the Liney Lodge in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, where you two have been.
Yeah.
Where the show has been.
I can't wait to be invited back. I can't wait to be invited back, John.
Well, you're invited back every year. There's a standing invitation. Rosie knows that. The problem is you guys are very expensive. You charge us to come up and do your show from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, because you're the third greatest broadcasters in Wisconsin state history.
And you got to pay for that, you know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But I had a blast doing the show from the Liney Lodge.
I know you did, and we're all still talking about it.
Is there a picture of that up on a wall somewhere with the date that it happened, the day we did the show from the Liney Lodge?
There's a picture in my home office.
Okay.
Yeah, but not at the lodge. And if I were brewery president, I would make that happen. Dick has a Dick's famous for taking photos down from the walls of the lodge. He removed Jacob Leinenkugel, our great-great-grandfather, the founder. Why he did that,
what?
I don't know. Well, and then he removed my favorite Uncle Carl from the wall, and I know why he removed Uncle Carl. So, yeah, and he removed Jake Leinenkugel from the wall as well.
So he took himself down?
Well, I think Dick just likes to put T-shirts up there.
That's what I was gonna
sell things.
That's what I was going to ask. Does he replace it with a T-shirt? Because if he does, then you're in the business of moving merchandise in that place.
Yeah, Dick's in the business of moving merchandise at shopliney.com.
Well, that's not the worst idea I've ever heard of.
No, it's not. He did go to Marquette, so he is one of the smartest Leinenkugels we have in the family, without question.
Well, John, we haven't done this in some time. We're just about out of time here, but
You guys are on air till 10 o'clock.
You know how you get the privilege to stay until 10, John? You come in and see us. You come into the studio. You know that.
I was told I Rock told me that wouldn't even be allowed because I'm sitting in the parking lot right now.
Okay. All right.
That is an awesome line, John.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Well, I tell you what.
If you can make Brian Nelson laugh, it's a great day. I mean, you two have heard it all. So the fact that I could make you both laugh made my summer.
Looking out the window. Let's see nothing.
Well, John, I look forward to seeing you, your brothers, and your nieces all on July 24th out at Grand Geneva.
That would be outstanding. I want you to know that you also had a sixth-generation Jeffrey Lonnie Kugel listening in Dallas, Texas this morning.
All right. Excellent.
John, it is always great to talk with you. John.
Hey, just remember, there's no viruses can live in Lonnie Kugel's beer and wash your hands. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks,
man, you're
John.
Like a doctor. Thanks,
appreciate
John.
Appreciate it. John Lonnie Kugel. Lonnie Kugel's, of course, bringing you the 28th annual Bob and Brian Open to benefit the Mac Fund.